This is KUT. Last month, power plants and wind farms in Texas did something you would not expect them to do. They offered electricity at a negative price. That's right, they basically offered to pay for someone to use the electricity they generate. As KUT's Moz Bushel reports, electric grid operators are expecting this to happen more and more often.
Imagine the transmission lines of Texas all buzzing with electricity. It's on there because someone generated it and someone else wants to buy it. Negative pricing happens when that delicate balance is thrown out of whack.
So it's the combination of the buyers and sellers, the amounts that they want.
Kanan Agelman is Vice President of Commercial Operations at the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. That's the organization that runs the Texas grid. He says when there's too much power and not enough buyers, that's when electricity generators start dropping their prices, sometimes into negative territory. They have different reasons for doing it. Some of them, like coal or natural gas plants, do it because they don't want to stop running. It's too costly to stop, then start back up again. So they're thinking,
I know I'm going to run tomorrow, and when I do the economics, it's better for me to run overnight, even at a loss, than to start my unit back up.
But for wind farms, government incentives mean they can make money through subsidies, even if they're selling at a loss.
The only way that they can acquire the production tax credits is to put electrons onto the grid.
And wind power is the reason we'll likely see more negative prices. The wind blows at night, precisely when the fewest people want to use electricity. Lots of supply, little demand, means prices go negative.
Correct. Most of the negative prices you see are in the kind of midnight to 5 a.m. time period.
And as more wind turbines come online, it's happening more often. Some fossil fuel power generators see negative pricing as a threat, but so far it's probably not an existential threat, says Kerry King. He's assistant director of UT's Energy Institute.
Power generators need to earn enough revenue over a long period of time. So whether they make a lot of revenue or lose some revenue on a particular day is not the full concern.
For consumers, negative prices sound great. Hey, you get paid to run your AC, right? Well, no. Utilities usually buy electricity in contracts that span months and years.
So most of the electricity is being contracted at some, you know, positive price.
That means you're still paying for electricity, though maybe not quite as much. Or, in the case of some utilities, maybe only during certain times of day. Some utilities in Texas have started offering incentives to get people to shift more of their power use to the overnight hours. Moz Bushel, KUT News.